Mod Katan, Per Gimel, Mishnah Test 3-9, and the last of the Masechta. Okay, so really we're following straight up from the previous Mishnah, where we talked about these different levels of expression of grief that are permitted or not on the way to the burial of the deceased. So we had those three levels. Level 1 was called Ma'onos, that's the singing the dirge together. Level 2 was Matabchos, clapping of the hands in grief. And level 3, we'll see in this Mishnah, will be Makonos, this responsive lament. So the Mishnah says, Baroshei Chadashim b'Chanukah v'Purim. On the days of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, which are a little bit less, the restrictions are a little bit less intense or severe or tight than they are on Chol HaMoed, Ma'onos u'matapchos. We are permitted, the women are permitted both to sing the dirges, the laments, the Ma'onos, and also matapchos, to clap their hands together. Because Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim don't have the same mitzvah of Simcha and don't have the aren't as intense as much as there's no restrictions on malacha and so on. Fine. B'zeh uv'zeh, but whether these are those, meaning whether you're talking about Chol HaMoed or you're talking about the next level down of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, lo makononos. So the third level, makononos, this responsive lament, that is not done. In the Mishnayos, many versions have the word aval in here. We don't have it in the Bavli. It's hard to read it with it in there. So I just read it without, just for those who have it inside. I'll read you the words so you know what it says, even though I think you should leave the word aval out. It would read, Bazeh uvazeh aval lo makononos. Either way, the intention is the same, I believe, although the word's hard to read like that we don't do the kinos, the responsive dirge, and lament on either Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Chanukah, nor on Chol HaMoed. Nikvar HaMeis. Now, once the deceased has been buried, lo ma'onos v'lo matapchos, then we don't do any of those things. Meaning, again, we're talking both on Chol HaMoed as well as on Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah. After the burial occurs, there's nothing, not even level 1 ma'onos permitted. We don't do any of these things. Eizu inui. Now, what constitutes inui? Here we define it. Shekulan onos ka'achas. Everyone's singing the same dirge together. Akina, on the other hand, that's the makononos, is sha'achas medaberes, one person, like one woman is saying the verse, and then v'chulan onos acharea, and then there's a response, like it's a response of reading, or a response of lament, which is very intense, of course, and like it's in general a lot of crying, that is not allowed at all on these special days, but it would be done on a regular weekday. Shnei Amar, we bring a proof text here. This proof text, it seems to me anyways, is being brought just for the rhetorical benefit of bringing another verse at the end to end on a positive note of the Mishnah. But here is the text, that is the proof text. Shneimar, this is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. It says, V'lamedna b'noseichem nehi, and teach your daughters, like the grief, the perhaps it's referring to the first level of Ma'onos. Ve'isha ru'usa kina. And a woman will teach her friend, her neighbor, her rea, reusa akina, this responsive lament. Aval, however, la'asad lavo, the mission now is ending, and it wants to end on a positive note, an upbeat note, not one of mourning. And therefore it says, in the future, meaning the time of Tchias HaMeisim, hu omer, the pasuk referring to the time of Tchias HaMeisim, this is really a pasuk from Yeshaya, Perk Chafes Pasuk Ches 25:8 of Isaiah. Bila Hamavas Lenetzach, in the end, death will be wiped out forever. Umacha Hashem Elokim Dim'ah Me'al Kol Panim, and Hashem will wipe the tears off of everyone's faces. So, lots of love in the future. There'll be no more grief and mourning over loss and people's death, because Tchias HaMeisim, all those people will come back again and begin their eternal lives. Be'ez Hashem, we should see that soon. And with that, Salak Meseches Mor Katan, we finish Meseches Katan, Be'ez Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, Kol HaKvod, everybody. And now we go on to the last Meseches Chagiga of Seder Moed.